VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Sudan's main protest organizers continue to call for the immediate handover of power to a civilian government following a military coup that ousted President Omar al-Bashir last week. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
The lieutenant general, who is committed to transferring power to a civilian government within 2 years and heads a transitional military council, has ordered the release of all prisoners jailed under emergency laws ordered by the ousted president. The deputy leader of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in an airstrike, that word from a Somali regional minister to VOA. The security minister told VOA Somali the airstrike that killed Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim took place Sunday between the villages of Hol Anod and Hiriro. The strike hit the vehicle that he and another passenger were traveling in. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Sunday defended President Trump against accusations that he was inciting violence against a Muslim congresswoman after the president tweeted a video that juxtaposed footage of the 9/11 attacks with a backdrop of menacing music with images of the destruction wrought by the hijacked planes. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which may want him on charges of sexual misconduct. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she would only agree to the Swedish option. She says her client's rights would be compromised in the United States.
He's embarrassed the U.S. military-industrial complex. He's embarrassed the CIA. We've had the director of the CIA call him a hostile non-state intelligence agency and saying that he ought to be prosecuted. We want to take WikiLeaks down and he ought not benefit from First Amendment protections.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary, saying that if there are competing extradition requests, that he send Assange not to the U.S. but to Sweden. The White House on Sunday, echoing President Trump, said sending undocumented migrants to a sanctuary U.S. cities that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, even though government agencies have said it would be impractical and there is no money allocated to do it. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have 8 senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican as Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass. Correspondent Sabrina Castelfranco reports.
As is tradition, Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square on Palm Sunday began with Pope Francis sprinkling holy water and blessing palm fronds and olive branches for the service in front of the towering obelisk in the center of the square. The Vatican said over 40,000 people were present for the occasion. The Pope wore bright red vestments and held a braided palm as he and many cardinals and bishops took part in a long procession before he held Mass at an open-air altar in front of St. Peter's Basilica.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.